Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/musicspeaks. That's betterhelp.com/musicspeaks for 10% off your first month. And thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MusicSpeaks at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today.
Like many of you, we battle depression during life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing that we could rely on to get us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music,
interview bands,
break down genres,
review band biographies,
and more.
This is the When Words Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley
and James Cox. Hey everybody, it's me, it's J.A.C., and welcome back to the When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and no, I'm still not the voice of Scooter from the Muppets, although it's been a minute since you've heard me and the dude on the other end of the line here. Who have I got here with me? Yeah.
All right. So I am, in case you people have forgotten, I am commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room. But only when I'm playing the drums, baby. I'm your endless source of useless music knowledge. My name is Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo. And I'm sorry that it has been a minute. But you know what? I'm back. I have the same haircut as James, and neither one of us are embarrassed by that.
Man, I love this haircut.
Watching on YouTube, you can see we have the exact same haircut. Yeah. It's uncanny. But here we are. We're back. And James has kept this going. I just want to say thank you in my absence. Again, this is the second time I've had to do something like this. And we'll get into all that when we get to our mental health minute. But it's been a tough few weeks. So I am glad to be back. I'm very happy to be doing an episode. I've missed it. This is something I love to do. So nice. I'm very, very excited.
Well, see, you and I don't know if you want to addition your dilemma here, but I've been sick since the past like 4 weeks, and I'm sure and you've been sick too. But mine was a lot worse, probably. I don't know, because I had a bad sinus infection, had a bad cough, and the cough stuck around. So I went to the doctor. She prescribed me some nasal spray. She said I gave some Mucinex with the M and clear it in. So I cleared it right up within 2 days. I'm like, why didn't I do this sooner? I could have, you know, knocked it out like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But, you know, right. I mean, I'm stubborn. And I'm sure men are stubborn. We are
stubborn when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are a different breed around doctors and sickness.
Oh, so. I hate going to a doctor. I'll drag it out as long as I possibly can. It's not because I'm afraid of going to the doctor, but
I'm the kind of person that, like, if it's something that I can let my body naturally just run its course and get rid of on its own, I would much rather do that than have to go get medical treatment. I have taken a lot of medicine over, you know, the course of my life.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm opposed to medicine, but at the same time, I think that taking too much medicine kind of messes with your immune system, which is supposed to be naturally built in to kind of help you not get sick, right? So that's kind of my reasoning behind it. I'm like, okay, if I've got a cold, I'm just gonna let this thing run its course. I'll take some Benadryl or something, NyQuil, so I can at least sleep. But like, I'll let it run its course. It has to get really bad before I call out of work sick. Right. I never do that.
Right.
Or go to the doctor. So I had a moment like that a few months ago, back in November or something. I was fighting this cold for about 2 weeks and it wouldn't go away. I had a terrible cough. I was starting to lose my voice. And, I finally just gave in and was like, I'm sick. I need to go see a doctor. So called out of work for 2 days, went to the doctor, got some medicine that, you know, took a minute to get me back up on my feet and ready to go, but I'm good to go now. I'm still going through some stuff like that, and we'll get into all the details later when I kind of talk about like what's been going on. But I got some stuff going on that I don't really know what the cause of it is. But I'm going to the doctor tomorrow to try to figure it out, and we'll see where we land. But I'm very happy to be back. And again, I appreciate you keeping this going.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know, James does a great job of doing interviews like throughout the week, kind of having like a backup plan if me and him can't get together to do an episode, like a normal episode. So that way there's
like one of these
something that's coming out. Yeah, but, yeah. So it's that way it keeps the feed, you know, going. We keep something always ready to go and ready for you to listen to. Yeah. At least once or twice a week. So thank you for that. But I'm happy to be back.
I think that's why we have so many episodes, because week by week I get at least like two or three interviews. I'm like, man, when the hell am I going to, okay, I'll release this today to tomorrow, and whenever stuff like this happens, you know, I got backup plans.
Right.
But I want to discuss some things with you before we get going, because, you know, this is a banter minute and stuff like that. Yep. So first thing, did you hear that Soundgarden is going to finally release a new album?
I saw that today.
Because I guess the sentiment has settled between the band and Chris's wife. I guess she wanted the rights to the songs, or I don't know the whole details about it. But we are getting a brand new Soundgarden, and I'm more than happy about that, man.
This is going to be fun. Too. Yeah. I am very excited. I love Soundgarden.
Yeah.
I have been a big fan. Big fan, of Soundgarden ever since I first heard
Black Hole Sun. Oh yeah, yeah.
Black Hole Sun. Yeah. And I was very, very late to the Soundgarden party. I knew about Audio Slave before I knew about Soundgarden, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Right. So,
I was aware of Audio Slave when they first came out, and I didn't realize that it was basically Rage Against the Machine with Chris Cornell from Soundgarden. So and then it was a little bit later on, there was a show I used to watch that was really just a big influence on a lot of different types of punk rock that I got into at a young age. And it was called Steven's Untitled Rock Show, that was on Fuse. It was a 30-minute music video show. They played a lot of the more up-to-date stuff. At that time, it was like My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy and, you know, the big emo bands of the time or whatever. But then like they would always play like a classic video at the end, and classic at that time was, you know, like a 90s video. So I remember the first time I heard Black Hole Sun, it just blew my mind. The music video blew my mind, and easily became one of my favorite songs ever. So I'm very excited to hear. And then Chris Cornell, just as a singer, was just so incredible. And I really hate that he's not with us anymore, but what an incredible voice, a very distinct voice. I've always liked singers. Whenever you listen to them, you can automatically tell who it is. Yeah. You don't have to sit there and be like, I can't tell if it's this guy or this guy. Like you knew that was Chris Cornell, no matter what band he was in. Excited about
that. So to this day, I think that he has one of the best ever voice in any kind of singer.
Oh yeah,
he has a great rock band. I don't think there's anything too comparable to Chris his voice. If there is, please let me know, y'all. You know, we are you know, we want to take requests, and then, you know, we can react to different videos and, you know, on our YouTube channel, so I can do that for you.
Yeah.
Second thing that you might not know, but you might know because, I mean, you're in the know for music. And did you know that this is the last tour of Ted Nugent ever?
I heard something about that. I was going to ask if you saw that the other day.
I did. I didn't really dive into it because I thought you knew about it too. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but somebody tells me that he's going to run for police or whatever, or get into political, you know, stuff. Or he's just done. Because I think he's like 70 something years old, and I don't think he can, you know, go as much as he can now.
Yeah,
you know,
he's getting up there. And we're going to start seeing more of that as we go on. We're going to see a lot of the older guys just finally hit a point where they're like, I can't do it anymore. Yeah.
So I'm going to, well, I did talk to his PR. I don't know if I can say her name on here, but her name is the same name as my mom, if you know my mom's name.
Okay.
Hey, mom.
So those of you that know, yeah.
Shh, be quiet. No, I'm doing no. So I was this close into getting him on last year. So maybe he'll come on and we can interview him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I've got some news and some updates.
Yeah.
All right. So one thing I wanted to point out. So as we mentioned before, Every Time I Die is one of my favorite bands ever. I really hate that the band broke up so suddenly, you know, shortly after their last album, which was called Radical, came out. It was like Radical was released. It was amazing. It was like, if you remember at the end, we did like a recap of like 2021 and kind of what, you know, like our favorite albums were and stuff like that. Radical was up there for me. Mm-hmm. Radical, the return, Welcome to Horrorwood by Ice Nine Kills. And then the Not to Loose EP that came out was like hands down my favorite picks of that year. So that being said, that album comes out, and then like a month or two later, the band breaks up suddenly, just done. Fallout with the singer. Everybody hates each other. I was like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding.
That's Keith, right?
Keith Buckley. Yeah. So, which his brother Jordan Buckley played guitar in Every Time I Die. So,
not Jeff.
Not Jeff.
Jeff Buckley. Yeah.
Not that Jeff Buckley.
No, not yeah.
Different Jeff Buckley. Yeah. So the band breaks up, you know, and we've all been kind of sitting around like, will they get back together? Like, we don't really know.
Are they coming back together?
No, they're not.
Damn.
There is a small, I guess, somewhat of a reunion. There is a new band that's out there featuring some of the members. So I'm going to pull that up real quick. So
I know Andy Williams is a wrestler in AEW now,
wrestler,
right?
Yeah. But he is not part of this band, okay. Unfortunately.
Oh, man. He was a great guitarist.
I guess he's focusing on his wrestling career now, but
he gets paid a lot more over there. I'm sure of that. Yeah,
I'm sure of that too. Yeah. So the new band is called Better Lovers Band. So it's let me see who some of these people are. So it's got members of let's see, we've got members of Dillinger Escape Plan. We've got someone from Fit for an Autopsy, which is a great
band,
deathcore band. Yeah. We've got Jordan from Every Time I Die, Jordan Buckley, he's playing guitar.
Nice.
They've got Mitch from Every Time I Die that played bass, and then you've got Goose that played drums for Every Time I Die. So anyway, this band is called Better Lovers. They are back. With a few new members. It's a lot of the members of Every Time I Die. But they are going on tour, and this is a crazy lineup too. So it's The Ghost Inside, Under Oath, We Came as Romans, nice, and then Better Lovers. So nice. What a stacked lineup. They are actually coming to Myrtle Beach, to the House of Blues. Yes, House of Blues. Sometime in August. So I don't know. It might be something I might need to look into, because that sounds pretty awesome. So I'm very excited that they're coming back. in a way. So
yeah. I mean, I haven't gone to House of Blues in years because I used to like frequent that place every other week, you know, because the, you know, bands used to come, you know, my favorite bands used to come there every other week or sometimes week, you know. So hey, it's been a long time, but yeah, House of Blues is great. House of Blues is great. So
yeah, and for those of you who are fans of musicals, like I am, now that Allie has gotten me into musicals. All right, so there have been talks about a Wicked movie that is going to be coming out for years. It's been in development for years and years and years. It's finally got some legs.
Wasn't there a movie called Wicked?
Nope, there has never been a movie. The musical has been around for like 20 something years, but the movie has never been made.
What was the sequel to Wizard of Oz, the one with James Franco?
That was not Wicked.
That was Oz, right?
Yeah. What was that? Okay. Oz the Great and the Powerful, great movie.
Right. I thought that was okay. Never mind. Yeah.
But Wicked is, if you know, for those of you who have seen the musical or maybe haven't seen the musical, it's more of like the origin story of Elphaba.
Right.
Like her relationship with Glinda and how they were actually like really good friends at one time before they grew to hate each other. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's a great story. It's got some great music in it. Defying Gravity is like one of the greatest songs ever written in human history. So needless to say, we will be doing a Cover Wars because I found a bunch of really good covers of Defying Gravity. So stay tuned. Anyway, they have finally released like set photos, so like in a first official look at the Wicked movie that's coming out. Ariana Grande is going to be in it. She's got a great voice. I think she's a great singer.
Yeah.
She is going to be playing Glinda. And then Cynthia Erivo will be playing Elphaba. And I don't know, like, the only thing that sticks out to me that she was in recently, I know she's been in plenty of other stuff, so I don't want to discredit her at all, but she played the Blue Fairy in the live-action Pinocchio movie that just came out like a year or so ago with Tom Hanks as Geppetto. Anyway... Yeah, so great singing voice. I'm very excited. I think they got two great singers that's going to be doing that. That is definitely something that me and Allie are going to go see in theaters because Wicked is definitely one of Allie's favorite musicals, too. So, all right.
Three things before we go on.
Three things.
Yeah, so one thing is I bought the new Metallica album.
Okay, yeah. Brand spanking new.
And this has the midnight blue. You can't really tell if it's blue or black. I just picked it up. My friend said to get it, so I got it. So, Tim, yeah. I got it, so I'm going to review it later on. I'm not sure when. Second of all, if you have a Rodecaster Pro 2, plug up the USB-C cord to your laptop because I didn't do that, and some of our previous interviews sounded kind of garbly. But it's fixed. Uh-oh. But they're all fixed now.
So is that the new Rodecaster?
Yes.
All right.
And I can do this. I can do, hold on just a minute. Let's see here.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yay.
I can do that.
Or I can do DJ Lethal. You know, I got a
megaphone here. So, I mean, if we need them. We have them at my disposal, so yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So last thing before we get this show going for y'all, and let me see if I can share screen. So have you ever regretted something that you didn't buy right as you left the store?
Dude, I do this all the time. There are so many things that I wish I could get, and I talked myself out of it, and then like later on, I'm like, God.
Right.
Treat yourself.
So let me tell you this story before I show you what it is. So my friend Art and Joe came over, and we went to get to Guitar Center.
Yes.
And I was looking for a new guitar to buy, you know, because I wanted to play guitar because I'm a music host, so why not play music, right?
There you go.
So I saw this bad boy here on shirt. Okay, so
screen. Okay, let's see what you got.
Yeah, I saw this Orange Jackson.
Yes, sir.
And it looks great. So,
it does.
Yeah, so I left the store without it. I'm like, why did I pick it? Was only $250, you know, regular price. You see it right there, regular price, $400. Yeah. So okay. That was the half off deal. So I'm going back tomorrow to pick it up, you know. So
sweet. And yeah, then, there you go, man.
Yeah, so maybe we can form a band later on in life, you know, you and me.
Let's do it.
Yeah. But I know that you are giving lessons right now with your drum kit, so that's good. Oh, and I sat behind a drum kit at the Guitar Center, and I loved it. It was an electronic drum kit like yours, because I know you can force the sound to your earphones or outside, and you know, of course they didn't do the earphones. You had it outside, so you know, I played on it for a few minutes, and I loved it. I loved it. But,
yeah.
But the guitars was mainly meant for me, so I'll focus on the guitar and stuff.
And I wish I could play guitar.
And I'll let you handle the drum kit because, you know, you have all four main limbs working for you. I just have
to. That's all I know. It's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else. I can't tell you how to do anything else literally in the entire world, but I can tell you how to play a drum set. I can tell you how to take it apart and put that together. That's all I know.
And that's why you're teaching people now, right?
That's why I'm teaching people. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, okay. So this is gonna be a two-parter. I just realized that right now.
I think this could end up being like a full-on series at some point. But right now, let's split it up because there's a lot.
Yeah. So this is, and I know this happens to me a lot. Because this happened to me when I listened to the Chris Stapleton Arkansas for the first time. I misheard the lyric, gotta get down to Arkansas. I thought he said, gotta get down to the honky tonk. But that was all me, you know. I mean, these ears aren't what they used to be. And I know you messed up. I know everybody in this world has messed up song lyrics too. You know, Hendrix's Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy. No,
that's a good
one. Sky. It's not Guy.
This guy.
Yeah. So that's a really famous one. And there are so many more. But we have about 10 of these to go through. Yeah. So I will let Mr. Brosley take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so this is a little bit different of an episode. We wanted to kind of change it up a little bit. We found an article on ranker.com, and just to give her, you know, full credits, it was written by Melissa Sartori. I'm sorry, I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name. But for ranker.com, and the article is called Wrong Song Lyrics People Shared in 2022 That Made Us Say, Oh, Me Too. So this is a very common thing, especially for me, my mom. She does this a lot. It's hilarious. Allie does the same thing. She's constantly changing up lyrics, and she's like, oh, that's not the words. So it's just funny. And it happens so much. But basically what the article is a list of songs. They took a poll on Facebook where a lot of users, just expressed like what they thought the lyrics were. Some of them are absolutely hilarious. So we're going to read some of those. We're going to listen to the song, to the lyric in the song, and then we're going to figure out what the actual lyric is. All right. So structured a little bit differently. So bear with us if we're trying to like figure this out, but let's just kick it off. So number one, what a great song to start off with, by the way, Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. So they have a comment here from Facebook user Craig B. He said, Edge of 17. I always thought that the lyric was just like a one-winged dove, as in two or three.
Yeah.
So the funniest part is I thought it was a genius lyric. So poor Craig, he spent his whole life thinking, oh my gosh, that's Stevie Nicks. She is such a songwriter. A one-winged dove. That speaks to me on a level that I can't even express. So James, why don't you play, it's right at the very beginning of the song. Why don't you play Edge of 17 real quick so we can hear what that lyric sounds like and maybe what everyone else thinks it might be in case they haven't heard it.
Just like the just like a white winged dove, right?
Yes, that is the lyric. Yep, just like the white winged dove sings a song. Man. Like...
I can see how that got confused. I really can. Yeah, because for a long time, I thought it was a one winged dove.
I didn't know what the lyric was at all for the longest time. I've always just heard the song, and I was like, just like the... I honestly think the closest thing that I thought the lyric was to was just like the way we love.
Yeah.
Was about like the closest I think I could ever like make out the actual lyric to be, but I was way off. But yes, the one winged dove, that speaks to me. My God. So, James, let's move on to number two. One of the greatest songs ever written, of hands down, all time.
I know this is one of your favorites.
It is one of my favorite songs of all time. Africa by Toto. What a great song. It's structured so well. What an unforgettable melody. The harmonies are amazing. It's just everything that I love about music is like perfectly encompassed in this song. So, Facebook commenter Tara T said, I was singing, I miss the rains down in Africa when it's, we'll get to the actual lyrics in a minute here. But Veronica on Facebook said, I've always sung it as, I guess it rains.
That works. I mean, that works.
And then, you know, Jamie T on Facebook said the same thing. This is my favorite song, and I am just learning that it isn't I Miss the Rains down in Africa. So, James, play the chorus of Africa real quick so we can hear it.
Okay, here
just it is. In case someone's been living under a rock for centuries and doesn't know this song.
Right.
What's wrong?
Okay, here we go. I guess it rains down. I can see that, but it's wrong, everybody.
Honestly, I think I guess it rains down in Africa is actually pretty funny. I'm gonna start
saying
that.
Rains down. Yeah, I mean, does the Africans get their most rain ever?
No, I don't know. I don't know what the weather is like in Africa. Every time I think about Africa, it's always like the Sahara.
It's like a desert right there, right?
Yeah. And like I don't know. I'm an idiot. But, I don't know anything about it.
But the correct lyric is I bless the rains. Like I'm blessing you. You know, God, go be with God. Yeah, I bless the rains down in Africa.
Yeah. Which nice. I never had a problem with that lyric. I always heard it as I bless the rains. I don't know. I never struggle with that, especially as much as I listened to the song whenever I first heard it and just loved it. I heard it in a commercial for something. I can't remember it. Like, it seemed like it was a cruise or something like that. But what cruisers are going to Africa? I don't know. Blake, you're an idiot. So anyway,
no, you're not.
I remember hearing the song and just loving it as a kid and just listening to it my whole life. And I love, we did a cover wars on Africa one time.
Yeah. Weezer.
Weezer and Reliant K have some really good covers of that song. But yeah, so I never struggled with that one, I guess because I just sang it so much. I just knew that was the lyrics, but I can't imagine. What if I would have loved that song so much and then realized that it wasn't, I guess it rains down in Africa anyway.
Well, I guess it rains down in Africa. So, you know, who knows?
I guess. All right. Number three. Got to talk about my favorite band of all time.
We have to.
And honestly, I remember this coming up about 3 years ago. It seems like it was maybe during COVID. Mark Hoppus was doing a live stream.
Yeah.
Whenever he, or maybe an interview or something like that, where he was dropping all this knowledge on people because they misunderstood the lyrics from What's My Age Again, like the opening line of the song. On Facebook, Matt on Facebook said, I walk alone to get the feeling right. Okay. And that is what a lot of people have thought that the opening lyrics to What's My Age aged again, was I Walk Alone to Get the Feeling Right. So, James, why don't you play that opening of What's My Age Again? Just so, tell me what you think.
Okay.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started.
Yep, I walk alone, get to feeling right.
Walk alone. Yeah. That is, I was one of those people. I thought the lyrics, I walk alone
right.
to get the feeling right.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you walk alone to get the feeling right before going out on a date?
Maybe he's collecting good things in his head, you know, mentally. You know, he's walking alone just to get his brain right, you know.
Sure.
That
works.
Yeah, it does. But
what's the actual lyrics, James?
It's I wore cologne to get the feeling right.
So many people were mad about that whenever they found out that it was not I walk alone to get the feeling right. It is I wore cologne to get the feeling right. It makes so much more sense.
You know, it's funny because my friend, I don't know if I can say her name, but she said that the songwriter wrote the song wrong because the way she said it is right and she always gets it wrong. So technically, her thing is, oh, they don't know their own song, and I'm like, they recorded it, so I mean, I guess so. You're right.
Yep, your own song. Yeah. So anyway, that is, and I think to this day, people still say I walk alone, just out of spite because they're like, you can't change it up on me now, not after all this time,
right?
But yeah. So what a great one. Let's move on to number four here.
Okay.
Honestly, if anybody could guess what any of the freaking lyrics were to this song, I mean, more power.
Right.
I don't, you know how much of the lyrics that I figured out on this song on my own?
The first word.
Informer. And then lickety boom boom down. That's all I got. Was lickety boom boom down, whatever that means.
A licky. Licky, what's that word? Licky, okay.
Boom, boom, down. All right, so from Facebook commenter, this is Informer by Snow. So I think back to In Living Color. Do you remember that show?
Yeah,
Jim Carrey, like parody of this song.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God,
so
that's
so
hilarious. He also did that. He also did the parody of Vanilla Ice Baby. That's hilarious. Ice Baby. Yeah, that's hilarious too.
But if you can just like how like eccentric and animated Jim Carrey is, just oh man, it's so funny. Anyway, so name on Naeem. Let's go with Naeem.
Yeah.
Sounds more fancy. Yeah. said Informer, you know, you say little be talking about what I'm saying. That's what they thought the lyric was. All right, so. Informer, you know, say little be talking about what I'm saying.
I like you, boom, boom, now.
Let's say, Doma Suggle, start about I go play them.
I like you, boom, boom, now. Yeah,
sounds good when I sing it to myself. Is All right, and then Veronica said, Informer, and then I just made up my own words and made it work, so
which
that's
works for everybody.
Everybody does, right? Yeah. So, James, let's listen to it real quick, just so there may be some people who don't know this song, but it's so funny because of how fast he's
Okay, here it is. Come on. What's up, man? Hey, yo, what's up? What's going on, yo? I'm sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day. Word, bust it. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say that I'm a stormy, stab somebody down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Yeah, that's way too fast. I just can't, bro.
All right, so the actual lyrics, James, what are the actual lyrics?
Oh, God. Okay, so this is not going to be in motion with the song because I can't, you know, do what's going to
see. Yeah, there's no way.
Okay, so Informer. You know, say daddy me, snow me. I go blame a licky boom boom down. Detective man says daddy me, snow me, stabbed someone down the lane. He does not say that. I swear to
okay.
I swear to right. God Almighty above, he does not say that.
I challenge anybody that's doing this. Maybe at our next karaoke night that we have,
oh, God.
I will do this so I can try my best to actually line the words up with what he's saying, because that doesn't make any sense. So
I would okay. So I will pay you money. I will pay you money right now to get that on video so we can post it on the Word Trail YouTube channel.
I love how he shortened detective to just detective. Apostrophe.
Right, detective. Detective, man.
Yeah. Does Daddy Me Snow mean stabbed someone down a lane? Anyway, what a man. The 90s were awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up in a douche in the middle of the night.
Listen. Even though people know that that is not what he's saying,
this is a rated PG show, Blake. Why did you make me say that?
Sorry. Because listen, you ask any human being who has ever heard the song, and they know that the lyrics are not wrapped up like a douche in the middle of the night, but they say it anyway,
right?
Because it's funnier.
Because it's fun to say, and it's fun to say,
So number five, yes, Blinded by the Light, by Red. Oh man, say it right, Blake.
Red Man's
Earth Band. Yeah, there you go.
Which is hard to say, so I'm
yes, it is. Yeah. So Butch on Facebook said, "Blinded by the Light, LOL."
You know what I mean. And he's right, and I just said it, so we don't need to. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, and then there's an editorial note in there. He was referring to a misunderstanding of the word "deuce." Many people saying or heard "douche."
Yeah. Right.
So Facebook commenter Rosanna. Take it back to Toto. I've always thought that it was dressed up like a demon in the middle of the night. I don't know where she got that from.
She must be seeing stuff.
Right.
Dressed
up like a demon in the middle of the night.
I can see where she got it, but it doesn't make sense to me right now. So we're going to let that slide.
I have no idea what it really says. No, you don't, because that was not it.
All right. So do you want me to play it?
All right. So. Yeah, I'll play it. Let's play it. Just so we can all hear it again, because we refuse to say the actual lyrics. Okay.
All right, give me just 1 minute. Doo-doo. Okay, here we go.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. By the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Okay, so I swear, God holy name, he says douche, because you can. I hear the shh in.
Yes,
everybody does.
I think they've just been lying to everybody over all this time.
You know what they have.
Oh no, that's not the lyrics. It's really this.
No.
All right. So what's the real lyrics?
Okay, it's blinded by the light. That is correct. We're all 100% on that. Okay, yeah. Revved up like a deuce. Another runner in the night.
Motorcycle.
Deuce like in two, like peace deuce, right? Yep. Deuce.
Hepped up like a deuce. Deuce.
Another runner in the night. Yeah.
Deuce.
I like our version better.
I do too. The world refuses to accept that that is the lyric. So everybody, until the end of time, will always say wrapped up like a deuce in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so this next one is kind of a letdown to me. I love this song so much. I honestly thought that it was the lyrics that are not, but these are not in the lyrics. So why not?
I thought these were the lyrics too. Yeah. And they're a little dirty. So if you got little ears around, like, you know.
Yeah, fast forward like about 15 seconds. Yeah.
Something like that. So,
spoiler alert. Yeah.
We're talking about Black by Pearl Jam.
For the little ears, go like 20 seconds, you know, fast forward. So.
Sorry, my dog is barking at a cat that's in the yard. The cat. It's not bothering you. Anyway, so Black by Pearl Jam. Yeah, so Black. Scotty on Facebook said, this is what we all thought. Her legs spread out before me. That's what I always thought the lyrics
spread out before me. Everybody hold still. Because the next lyric says, everybody hold still. I'm like,
right. What? It makes sense. Right. So I never question it. And here's the thing. There's a lot of Pearl Jam lyrics that I just don't understand what the words are at all, especially Even Flow. I mean, you've seen like the TikToks.
Even Flow.
You know, like nobody knows what the world he's saying.
Right.
So like this is one of the slower songs where you actually can understand.
I forgot who did the parody of that song too. That was funny parody of that song, but I forgot. But okay. So I'm going to play the song and then we're going to get to the real lyrics.
Yeah,
which I'm positive aren't the real lyrics. But okay, here we go. And 3, 2, 1, go. Customizer not bothering you, cat dog. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to it one more time because I was singing, so excuse me. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
As her body was dead, right?
Yep.
So the lyrics that we thought made sense to us because the next lyric was her body. Okay. But the real lyrics are, untouched sheets of clay were laid, spread out before me.
See, don't hear it, though. Don't hear that.
Sheets of clay were... Nope, that doesn't make sense to me. I can't, no. Nope, that's wrong. They're wrong.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder,
I challenge you to come on and sing the right lyrics in front of us. Eddie Vedder. Let's do it.
Come on, Eddie.
Let's get Mr. Pearl Jam on here and... Let's go.
I'm not convinced.
No, nope.
That's the
nope.
I don't hear it.
No, nope. To me it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, not I don't know. I don't hear it.
Nope, because that's missing one word. Untouched sheets of clay were laid. Nope, that's not it. I swear, I will fight you to the death. That's not the song, because this is the song I really, really get emotional sometimes too, so I'll fight you.
Yeah.
I'll fight you. So, okay, next one.
All right, so next one, we've got Love Shack.
Love Shack, baby.
I want to make something very clear here.
Yes.
I do not like the B-52s at all in my own personal hell. Their greatest hits is playing on repeat for eternity. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. I hate this song. I hate Rock Lobster. You know why I hate both of these songs?
Because, okay, so is very it because it sounds like a surf, you know, surf kind of jazz, and you don't like...
I'm okay with surf rock.
Oh.
It's the fact that the songs are way too freaking long and repeat the same thing over and over. And over, especially Rock Lobster. Every time I hear that, I just want to bash my head into the table.
It's kind of like the Bay City, Roller Saturday Night, Saturday Night. Yeah,
not a fan.
No, nope.
So,
I mean, I don't.
But
mind.
We're gonna. You know, this is a very misunderstood lyric, right here. So Kelly on Facebook said, Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Henry, I'm rusty.
That's okay. So that's not what I hear all the time.
That is what I've always heard people think that was the lyrics. And then Susan on Facebook also said, I always thought that it was ain't rude resting.
Mm. I don't know.
That it makes sense. No. So I don't hear that at all.
I hear the real lyrics, which is kind of, you know, funny that I do hear her and everybody else don't, but
I don't know what she was saying because I hate the song and I turn it off every time it comes on. So James, why don't you play the portion of the song?
All right.
And we'll see.
All right, let's see. It's 4:49. Let me get there for a minute. Okay.
Yeah, this is the only one that was like way further along into the song.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm warning you because you don't like this. Okay, here we go. See, I hear. Okay, so what I hear is tin roof rusted, and that's what it is. You're
sure.
What? Tin roof rusted. I hear that.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. Because Blake hates the song. So
yeah.
Blake won't listen.
Yeah, but what you hear? Nothing. You just. Oh yeah, you turn it off. So okay.
But to be honest with you, like I have never like intentionally listened to the song in its entirety because I just hate it.
Okay.
So like I always.
That's fine. I mean,
So when it got to that part, I was like,
I don't really care either. The place, like, I don't care. So, okay, cool. Yeah, so it's your what? Tin roof rusted.
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 Okay.
So,
whatever that means. This next one blows my freaking mind that people got the lyrics wrong, and it's the name of the song. And people got the lyrics wrong.
Okay.
Like, it's right. It's there. It's right there in front of you. What do you think she's saying? The name of the song is called Voices Carry. So what did you think that she was saying anyway? So, yeah, Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. So Nathan on Facebook said Voices Carry. Oh, touch. Keep it brown now, Mrs. Carry. Whatever that means. That sounds nasty.
Mm.
And then... So Mrs. Carey, even though the song is called Voices Carry, Facebook user Wendy said that I thought that it was hush, hush, keep it down. This is scary. Again, the song is called Voices Carry. And then commenter Matt, I love this song. That's why this one makes me angry.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Matt F. on Facebook said, I used to think it was even downtown. This is scary. Now, for some reason, I always hear, this is Gary. Okay.
Okay.
James, play the song. Play the freaking song, James. I'm so mad. I'm like.
Okay, hold on. Let me find. Okay.
Guys, come on. Did you not hear when the radio DJ was like, coming up next, Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. And then, like, you hear this and you think that it's something. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay, here we go. So I hear, but I know the real song now. So I hear, this is Gary, but that's me. That's my fault.
This is Gary.
Yeah. Or I can see where they got this is scary and this is Gary. That's two. If you say both, it's Voice Scary though. It's the name of the song.
You know what I think? Yeah. You know what I think? I mean, there's no excuse.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I take it back. Okay.
Anger me. Song is called Voices Carry. Let's just...
Stay tuned for our mental health minute, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need one.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
God.
Okay, so next one is my dad's favorite bit ever. So, and I hear the wrong lyric, but I know the right lyric now.
Again, the song is called Bad Moon Rising.
Right, but the way he says
that's the song.
Blake, anyway. Chill. Okay. The way he says it, it sounds like the way that everybody else hears it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So
we good now?
Facebook. No, I'm not.
Oh,
Bob.
No.
Facebook said Bad Moon on the rise. He's close. I'll give him that. He's close. I got the first line okay, but thought the second time it was there's a bathroom on the right. All right, Bob, come on, dude. Come on. There's a bathroom on the right. Whatever. So John E. on Facebook, fun fact, after John Fogerty heard about the common misheard lyric, he started singing it that way
so
in the concert.
It did happen. Uh-huh. It did happen, Blake. He did sing it.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Because everybody wanted it, right?
Okay. Amy on Facebook.
This is funny. This is hilarious.
She's just okay. She said, "I always sing Baboon on the Rice."
Ah, God. Where?
All right. Play the song, James. Let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here it is.
Oh.
Creedence is like one of my favorite bands of all time, too. So here we go.
CCR.
Yeah, oh, God. Yes. Okay, so when I concentrated hard enough, I heard there's a bad moon on the right, but that's still wrong. Okay, the correct lyric is "I see the bad moon arising. I see trouble on the way."
Yeah.
So
I really like Bad Moon on the Rice. I think I'm gonna sing it like that from now on.
I think we are after this.
Yeah,
you know, hey, maybe I can get Mr. Foggy to get on here and tell him to and ask him to sing, play the song and sing it like Bad Moon on the Race. That'll be a monster hit. When Word Sale Music Speak only, so exclusive
yeah.
song from the man himself. So okay, so the last song we're going to talk about today is probably one of the most played song back in the 80s, I think. And it's, I mean, you can't deny how great the song is. It's Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen.
Song reminds me of the 4th of July. I saw that chick from Legally Blonde. Reminds me of the 4th of July. Makes me want a hot dog real bad. So, Glory Days. Glory Days.
Reminds me of the 4th of July.
I want a hot dog real bad.
I want a hot dog real bad.
Yep, so we can use that, you know what I mean? Come on, Blake, we'll use it, right?
The possibilities are endless now.
They are.
Tim on Facebook said, Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. Thought for years it was... make you look like a fool, boy. Spoiler alert. That's the correct lyric. Make you look like a fool, boy. He thought that the line was making love like a pool boy.
Oh, that works too, you know?
I think most people thought that. And honestly, I can hear that. It does sound like that.
Yeah.
So play that song real quick. Play that 4th of July goodness, James, so we can all want
to. All right. All right. Here we go. Glory Days. Yeah. You know what that song makes me want to do?
Makes you want to get a hot dog real bad.
Yep, so real bad. Okay, so the thing with me is I always thought it was full boy because if you're throwing a baseball, why would the pool boy come and make love to you? You know?
You don't know.
Yeah,
the pool boy just made it. He just, yeah, something about a baseball.
Right. Yeah. But I always thought it was full boy. Yeah.
What's the actual lyrics?
The actual lyrics is, I had a friend was a baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speed ball by you, make you look like a fool boy. F-O-O-L, fool, instead of pool. There's no pool ball, pool boy by the baseball field.
Yeah. Dang. So, well, we've learned a lot here today, James. we learned some things that set us straight. We learned some things that made us angry.
Right. I think that this is a good series. I think that this is a good series. I think we should continue this.
We should. Yeah. There's a lot of misheard lyrics.
There's a lot.
If you go back to like over 10 years ago, myself and Travis Curry, our friend, our good buddy Travis Curry.
Yeah.
Travis Curry.
We need him on the show.
We used to make YouTube videos.
I know.
And one of the videos that we did before was called Songs That We Think We Know the Lyrics To.
Right.
And basically, it wasn't really structured like this. It was more or less like me and Travis sitting in front of a webcam and singing the songs. Travis not really playing an instrument. Sometimes he would just make noises with his mouth.
It was really funny.
And so I may have to review that one, and then maybe we can have Travis on to talk about that. We can revisit that video.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. Yeah, I'm gonna say this because this has a lot more songs than what we did.
It does. There's a lot of
So I'm gonna say this article, and this can be like a weekly thing. Probably, I don't know.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
we can do that. Songs that we think we know the lyrics to. So we'll bring that back.
Yeah, I'll bring them on. You know, and we can make up words. You know, left right yeah. here. So, all right. So if you are angry as angry as Mr. Emo Mimo was here during I think it was Bad Moon Rising and what with other songs.
This is Carrie, man. It's called Voices Carrie. It's the next song.
You see how angry he is? I know what he needs. He needs a mental health minute, and I think y'all do too. If you're in the same boat as him, you know, being
more
angry
than a minute.
Maybe like a mental health hour. I don't know. So, but
yeah, for real.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give it to him, and I'm gonna give it over to him, and maybe he'll chill.
I'm gonna try to chill out.
All right.
On a serious note, yes. So as you guys have noticed in the past few episodes, I've been absent. Again, thank you, James, for continuing to do those interviews and stuff to get those uploaded and being very understanding that I just was not in a state where I could record. I just didn't feel like it. There was a lot of things going on. There's a lot of personal things going on in my life right now, kind of outside of work. And outside of a lot of other things, can't really go into all the details about that stuff right now. Just it's a very sad and frustrating situation that me and Allie have been dealing with regarding a friend of ours and trying to help her out as much as possible. And it's very taxing. It takes a lot out of you. But you know, we're happy to do it. We're glad to do it. We're there for her while in every way that we can. So that's been going on, very time consuming thing. There's some stuff with work that has changed, here recently. Not in a bad way. It's just, I was moved to a different team, training how to do things a little bit differently, learning a whole new, skill set. And it's something I'm not familiar with. It's very frustrating. It's very, taxing again, like on my brain, because I'm having to basically relearn how to do a lot of things. On top of all that person, so think of it like this. All these things are stacking on top of each other, right? So I got all this work stuff, or the stuff outside of work. Now all this stuff with work is happening that's taking a lot out of me. And then, not to go into too much detail just because it's embarrassing and I'm gross and I'm grossed out by it. But I am what some people would call the poster child of like kids with asthma, allergies, and then eczema. Eczema, you know, if those of you don't know, is a skin condition. Something I've dealt with my whole life, ever since I was a baby. I've always had like sensitive skin. Always kind of had to be, I had to be cautious and careful about certain shampoos or soaps or deodorants or things like that. Because my skin gets irritated, I break out, you know, and stuff like that. Well, over the past few months, I have had a few breakouts that will not go away. I have tried everything, all kind of creams, and different things to try to get rid of it, and I can't do it. It escalated to a point where it covered about 85% of my body, and I was miserable. The best way I could describe it was it felt like I had poison ivy and a bad sunburn at the same time. So that makes you not want to literally do anything. You want to lay in bed and just not do anything. And even that is uncomfortable. So, James, thank you again for being very understanding about all of that. I'm finally going to go see a doctor tomorrow, and we're going to try to figure it out. And God bless my wife, because she has done so much. I'm going to try not to cry. To try to like look up what could be causing some of these things, what are some things we can do differently. She has gone above and beyond the call of duty to try to figure this out for me, and I cannot thank her enough. So Allie, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for all that you do. So I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Hopefully we're going to get this figured out, because I'm pretty miserable. Anyway, so all these things are going on. I'm having a moment with work last week, and you're wondering where I'm going with all this. It all ties back to music, because I'm sitting at work and I'm so frustrated. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so beaten down. I'm so upset, angry, confused, all at the same time. And I don't know what to do. I'm sitting here. Allie's trying to help. What can I do? I don't know. And I just sit here and I'm trying to gather my thoughts. I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. And she's, you know, we're talking. And then all of a sudden I was like, I need to cry. I need to cry. If I can cry, I'll feel better. I'm so frustrated and I'm so angry, but I don't cry when I'm frustrated and I'm angry, but I know that if I would cry, I would feel better. Now, I'm too man to cry or anything like that, but no, it takes a lot for me to get to that point. But you know, one of the few things that will make me cry is music, depending on the song. So I sat here and I started playing, She's All Right by Zach Bryan, which makes me cry. That song like guts me. It like just completely just wrecks me every time I hear it. It's such a good song. And then another song is Hear You Me by Jimmy Eat World. That one, those two songs in particular make me think about my dad a lot. So that is something that will typically I will put on when I'm so frustrated, when my words have failed me that I don't know what else to say or what else to do. But the only thing that can make me feel a little bit better is if I just go ahead and cry, just get it out. So putting those two songs on triggers something in my brain that finally allows me to just get out that frustration in that manner. And I completely broke down 2 days in a row. It happened 2 days in a row. And thank you again, James, for understanding that I was not in a state to do anything. But that is what I want to tell you guys is, it, for one thing, it is totally 100% okay to cry at any point. That doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. If there is something like, I don't have all the notes in front of me to talk about how the scientific studies, blah, blah, blah. I sound like an idiot because I don't know what I'm talking about in that sense. But I have heard that there are studies that show that crying does relieve a form of stress, and it does help in some way. And for some of us, it is harder to trigger that point to allow you to cry. So number one, it is A-okay to cry. Number two, sometimes it just takes finding a certain song, if that's what it does for you, to get to that point. So for me, if I'm in this situation again, and this is not the first time I've had to do this, there have been other times in my life where I was just in a state where I didn't know, I couldn't put into words, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm confused, I'm overwhelmed all at the same time. The only thing I do is just cry about it. So putting those songs on triggers that. I highly encourage you, find that song. And even if it's not a song, we're tying this back because this is a music podcast, we're tying it back to music, but find something that will trigger that. And I hate to say it, but if it's losing a loved one, if there's a loved one out there that you have lost and it takes looking at a picture of them, get it out. Just get it out of your system. I promise you, you'll feel so much better after it's over. Guaranteed. So that is my mental health minute. That was not from an article, like an article that I normally find and throw on here. That is a very personal thing. Being very vulnerable right now, opening up to you guys. I appreciate y'all listening. Thank you, James, for giving me a chance to do that.
Yeah, sure. And I did check on you just to make sure everything looked okay. I asked you if anything I can do, you know, I'm here for you. And you're like, nope, just let me get it out. And sometimes that's what you need, you know? Yeah, because music does that for you. Because I have a few songs that does that for me. And, you know, sometimes I have to listen to them, you know, just get out of feelings, you know? And like you said, it's okay for people to cry. If you're a man and woman, whoever, you know, it's I don't think you should bottle up bad feelings, and I think music can take those feelings and just get rid of them to the max, you know.
I agree. So, it does no good to shove it, like to sweep it under a rug and try to move past it, like, you know, what that does is it bottles it up until it gets to a point where you react in a way that's not healthy.
Right.
Whether that's blowing up and yelling or, you know, breaking something or whatever. But yeah, music is a powerful thing. We talk about this all the time. It's the whole, that's the basis of this entire show. Music is a powerful tool to help with your mental state. And I think those of us who battle with depression, like we do, that is something that can eat away at you. To a point where you feel like you can't go on. Music does a very good job of bringing out those emotions so we can just get it out of our system. Even if it's for a little bit, just get it out of your system as long as you can, as quick as you can, so that you can continue on. So
most definitely. So thanks everybody for listening to the show today. Be sure to share this with friends and family, and please leave a rating and a review wherever you can, such as Apple Podcasts. That is our main outlet here, and it helps us tremendously, and we'll read your review right here on the show if you want us to.
Yes, and the best way that you can stay up to date with us is by following us on all of our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search for When Words Fail, Music Speaks Podcast.
Yes. And would you like to be interviewed on the show? Reach out to us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com or Blake at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. Or you can message us on any of the social media sites we've mentioned before.
If you're watching on YouTube right now, so you can see me and James have the exact same haircut, you can subscribe to that YouTube channel, where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases. James is going to do one on his Metallica album that he just got here pretty soon, and much, much more. It's youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. And be sure to turn on the notifications bell so that you can be notified whenever new videos are uploaded.
Smash that like button. Obliterate it. I don't know. For all you links to find out more about us or to buy some of our awesome merchandise, come on, James, talk today. Visit our website at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com.
Yes, our logo is created by 1UP Graphics, and our theme song was created by Doc Brass. You can follow both of them on Twitter and Instagram. It's at 1UpGraphics and at DOK Brass. If you don't mind, check out my other podcast. It's called South Carolina Spook Show. Just uploaded a new episode maybe a week or two ago. I finally got it all edited and was able to put it up. It took me forever. I recorded that thing a long time ago. It's just how busy I've been. So bear with me. We'll try to make those a little more on a normal basis and schedule them out a little better. But anyway, so yeah, it's all about true crime, paranormal stuff from the state of South Carolina. If you're into that thing, you can follow along and listen on any podcast platform, but especially Apple Podcasts. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks again for our sponsors for this episode, Bonus Coffee and BetterHelp.com. Remember to use our discount code MUSICSPEAKS, all one word, at checkout for your 10% off in your order at BonusCoffee.com. And go to BetterHelp.com/MUSICSPEAKS to get the 10% off your first month of therapy and to get matched with a therapist that's the perfect fit for you.
Bada bing, bada boom. And I just want to give a quick little shout out. Well, not a shout out. Well, I guess it's kind of a shout out. Shout out to the Sounds of Grace, who have asked that I'm actually going to participate in the Homegrown concert that is coming up April 28th. For those of you in Sumter, at the Sumter Opera House, I'm going to be playing two songs with a group of people. Kevin Jarvis being one of those people. So we're going to have him on the show at some point. I have completely failed on getting Kevin on here. We talked to him and then I could never figure it out. Anyway, so I'm going to be playing with Kevin and a few other guys for the Homegrown concert presented by the Sounds of Grace. Again, that is April 28th at the Sumter Opera House at 7:30. Concert tickets are $30 a pop, but they also have like a pre-event if you're interested in that. It's usually like a dinner with some drinks and things like that. It's really cool. Homegrown is really, really, I've participated with Homegrown before in the past. Allie has done some stuff with them before, so very excited. But the concert and the pre-event is $50. So go check it out. Again, April 28th, Sumter Opera House, 7:30. Come hear me play two songs.
Nice.
But the rest of the music is going to be great too, but I'm only doing two songs. So.
And our sources are from Ranker.com. Written by Melissa Satori. We apologize if we don't want to say your name right. We don't own any of the music used in this episode, and no copyright infringement is intended, so please don't sue us. The most you'll get is a C4 and a protein shake from us. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and always remember, when words fail,
music speaks.
Hi, guys.